Lord, this night, help us to remember that pride makes us artificial and humility makes us real. Amen. Take a moment. Take a moment and think about a time in your life when you met someone, ever so briefly perhaps, and they made a lasting impression on you. Maybe in that moment, your life was changed. So, question. Tonight is all about A, remembrance, B, commemoration, C, none of the above. So, who are the A's, the remembrances? No hands, okay. Commemoration. Okay, a few hands for commemoration. C, none of the above. Well, a whole lot of hands didn't go up at all. The correct answer, I think, is C, none of the above. Because when I think about this week and all of the talk leading up to this week about commemorating the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, commemorating didn't make it, just didn't cut it for me. And it's certainly not about remembering. Because remembering just sort of puts things off into the past and leaves it in a corner. So that leaves what? That leaves what tonight is all about. Embrace. We have an opportunity tonight to embrace Jesus, who can make a difference in our life, like that person who may have come into your life and changed it ever so much. You know, a couple of months ago, we talked about the incarnation and this great miracle that Jesus came into the world and humbled himself and became man. The opportunity we have tonight is to humble ourselves in this meeting of Jesus to become Christ in the world. It's sort of the reversal. Because in that meeting of Jesus is where we become the food and the nourishment to be Christ in the world today. And that's what's expected of us. God expects us to be him in the world. He never left. We're here. This is the kingdom. So it's in this moment, tonight, that we get to humble ourselves in the washing of the feet and in the Eucharist. But remember, as you come forward to partake in the supper, that you're going to be changed forever. And if you're willing to be changed forever, and you have to go out into the world and be like Christ. You have to go out into the world and make a difference. You have to be that person who someone might meet ever so briefly, and their life is changed because of that encounter with you. So tonight truly is all about encounter. And I wonder what Jesus was thinking about when he was planning this little dinner party. I gave that a lot of thought today. It's like, you know, I mean, I know what I go through when I'm planning a dinner party. But I was wondering what was going through his mind. And what one possibility might be is, I wonder if what I'm doing tonight is truly going to comfort and nourish the poor. And I think if that's what he was thinking, the party was a success. guess what? It's up to us to party on. It's up to us to be that person who, when we're encountered, makes that difference, whether it be grand or ever so simple. Amen.